Sabres.
On demand.
Follow Sabres Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
Toh main kya kahun about my first guest this evening. He is a singer-songwriter and he's been putting Leicester on the map with his talents. He has dropped a brand new track for 2022. It's called Majboori. And do you know what? It is an intense and such a touching track. And to talk all about it, you know, it's my bro, good friend of the show. So show some love for a man like, a man who needs no introduction even, all right? So give it up for Kadam Varma.
How's it going, Akshay?
It's all good, man. Glad to have you back in the show, my brother.
Likewise, brother. Likewise. Always good to be on the show.
Of course. And you know what? You know, support to karna padta hai. You know, you are Leicester's homegrown talent, and you know, it cannot be the case ke, you know, aap gana release kare aur you know, we are not behind you, bro.
Definitely, Sabres Radio and Akshay and everyone at Sabres, you know, about so much love, and obviously Akshay ke saath, you know, with yourself, interview karna and, you know, baate karna, it's fun. It's more like family. So Sabres has, you know, been behind me since day one, and you know, I'm ever so grateful to them.
Absolutely, man. But listen, congrats on the brand new track. You know, it's
thank been, you, my brother. Thank
bro,
you.
Bro, you know, it's been out for a couple of weeks, and the feedback, you know, has been absolutely phenomenal. You know, me dekhte ja raha hu, right? You know, with each track, bro. You know, and I'm not just saying this, you know, but you are just getting stronger and stronger with each track. Do you find that with each track is a learning curve, and you know, that sets you up for the next one?
I think definitely. I think I you know, always set my standards very high. So you know, if there's you know, koi kami reh jati hai kisi track mein, there's anything I've missed out on, you know, I wanted to, I always want to improve. So you know, with Majboori, I think I've achieved, according to me, one of my best music videos so far that I've done. Because, A, it's got a very good message to it. You know, the quality, I always maintain a quality of my videos anyways. But, you know, it's the execution and it's the planning and, you know, it's the whole final draft, the edit. So I think the team, you know, the video team, they've completely nailed this one. So I was very pleased with, you know, how the visuals came about with it. For the audio side of things, as you know, I always work hard and, you know, months and months go in for, you know, the planning, the writing, composing. But I was very pleased with overall how the project came about this time.
Without a doubt. And do you know what, Kadam? You know, I love your kind of the more popular, faster stuff you do, like your Aaja Mera Call, you know, which was when we spoke last, your Billonies and your Shakiras. But, you know, for me, Kadam, right, you know, I love it when you drop these really, really, really scenty songs, because you absolutely nail them, bro. You know, stuff like
Akia,
stuff
brother.
Like this track. You know, when you drop tracks like that, it really, you know, it is really on point. And, I believe that, you know, the sentiments, you know, everything that you're bringing through in the song, you know, tumhari awaaz mein wo jadoo hai.
Thank you so much. I think that's why it's very important, because, you know, I started with obviously you know, my roots are embedded in, you know, classical Indian classical music and, you know, soul music and, you know, ballad music, you know, Bollywood music. So you know, my roots are embedded there, and you know, my heart lies in, you know, these kind of songs. Obviously you've got to mix it up because, you know, you've got to perform a variety of songs when you're actually on stage. But personally, my heart as well lies in songs like these. And, you know, whenever I drop songs like these, be it Gharaja Pardesi or be it Akhiyan and now even Majboori, and, you know, the amount of love that I get on, you know, TikTok and Reels and YouTube, you know, without me doing anything, people are making videos on the song because it's just genuine love. And, you know, I just can't get, you know, ask for anything else. You know what I mean?
Of course. And I want to ask you something, Kadam, right? You know, I mean, let's take Majboori for an example, right? You know, it is a very, as I said at the beginning, it is a very intense song, right? You know?
Yes.
You know, now, you can't just walk into a studio, you know, walk into a studio on the day of recording, you know, when you've just had a night out and, you know, you've been partying,
exactly.
Right? Because your mind, your mind is still going to be in party mode, right? You know, you have to put yourself I guess, you know, actor ki tarah, you know, you could put yourself in that zone. So for Majboori, you know, how did you prepare yourself mentally, you know, before you went into the booth in front of the mic to you know, to lay down the vocals?
You know, actually, it took a long time for me to actually nail the final vocals because, you know, you've got to have a certain sort of feel for the song. You've got to have a certain emotion for the song. And I went to the studio, recorded it twice, twice as in two separate day sessions. And then I wasn't happy with the way it was coming with the music, with the overall sort of production, because I was lacking the emotion, which I personally thought I needed a bit more. Huh. So finally, when I went into this final session, you know, I just spoke to the sound engineer, who's a very close friend of mine and a former singer songwriter, Dilwinder Singh. Hmm. He's the guy who's behind most of my recording. And you know, we finally, you know, sort of tried to dim the lights, you know, try to create a vibe, and you know, try to make sure that we can sort of bring out the emotion of the song. And so that third session was finally the third session. And, you know, that was not in Leicester. It was in Birmingham. So me traveling to Birmingham the third time.
Yeah.
So it takes time, but I think it's all worth it because, you know, you're only going to release that song once. So you've got to make sure that, you know, you're happy with what you've got and whether, you know, it gels with the lyrics and the emotion and the vibe. So, yeah, it took a few goes, but, you know, I was finally happy with, you know, what came about.
Of course, and you know, the track is out, and you know, and it's getting so much love. But Majboori is the name of the track. And,
I know you're gonna come up with something cheeky now. Go on.
not yet. That's gonna. I'm leaving that towards the end of the interview.
Cheeky, bro. I'm looking forward to that.
But you know, let break this track down for me, Kadam. Right, you know, because you know, gaane ke ant mein, you know, there's a message that flashes up. You know, sometimes you must forget what you feel and remember what you deserve. You know, apne alfaz mein kadam, you know, explain this song. You know, people watch the video, they listen to the song. You know, from artist's perspective, from the singer's perspective, what is this song about?
Sure. So Majboori is a song about love. It's a song about heartbreak. It's a song about a person losing everything. So that's what the song portrays, that the person's lost everything, and that everything is you know, the person's partner, the guy's partner. And it's got a good message to the song because it shows that the guy is absolutely distraught. The guy is you know, lost in his own world, and he has not got nothing to do with, you know, how he was when he was in his happy days. So it's all about a guy, you know, who's lost everything, and towards the end, obviously, when the climax of the song comes about, he sees the better side of him. He sees the better Kadam, basically.
Mm.
So he sees the better side of you know, what he was and what he's now become, and you know, a lot of it is to do with alcohol. A lot of it is to do with use of you know, excessive use of alcohol.
Mm.
And I think the message at the end is like, you know, if something's bad happened to you in life, you shouldn't let that bring you down, because there's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely. So there we go, people. It's not just a fantastic song, you know. Gaane mein jo message jo hai, you know, is absolutely positive. And, you know, positivity is something most definitely needed, certainly in this time, in this climate, definitely, in the world, you know, right now. You know, so big up on that there, Kadam. And the video,
you
talked about the video a little bit. You know, I know you get very involved with the videos, with the look and the styling. But yeah, I love this. Yeah. And I was watching the video, you know, am I right in saying, you know, Winter Wonderland mein shoot kiya tha, you know, it looked like Winter Wonderland.
No, it was there and there. I'm not allowed to say where I shot it.
Okay.
It was there and thereabouts. Yeah. It was a theme park that we chose for the song.
Okay.
We wanted to have a festive vibe to, you know, the flashback scenes and but yeah, it was beautiful the way that it all came about.
Yeah.
We went through a few theme parks. So we also were doing a few sort of shots in central London, and we were shooting till 5 a.m. So
yes,
you know, that's how we came out with that sort of loss. And, you know, like, tired, because I was actually genuinely tired because I had to drive the same night back to back to the Midlands, back to Leicester. So I was genuinely tired. So everything that you see, you know, the tiredness and the emotion,
yeah.
The look, you know, a lot of it is to do with how late we shot it as well. And I think it all came out really good.
Yeah, it worked for the video. It worked for the video, you know, because you needed to have that look. Yaar, main kehta hoon, tu Bollywood chale ja. तू बॉलीवुड चले जा यार यू नो एवरीबॉडी चेक आउट हिज वीडियो राइट यू नो मेरे भाई की एक्टिंग तो देखो राइट यू नो
आई हैव बीन गेटिंग क्वाइट अ फ्यू मैसेजेस अबाउट द एक्टिंग इट्स लाइक ओह दैट्स अ स्टेप फॉरवर्ड यू नो यू हैव डन वेल सो you know, I can't complain. I think I've got a lot of positive feedback. Normally, गाने के लिए आता है, but it's very acting के लिए आ रहा है. So I'm happy about it.
Let's do it. चलो हम दोनों चलते हैं बॉम्बे. चलो double hero project करते हैं.
Let's do that. I think they need new faces. Let's go.
Exactly. You know, yeah, घसे पीटे अक्षय कुमार शाहरुख खान. You know, we need to come through.
Let's go, bro. Let's go.
but so no, you know, we're kind of towards the beginning of the year. You know, you've dropped this Kadam. You know, what's in the bag? What's the plan for the rest of 2022?
So I'm working on, I think there's two or three songs which are almost done. I've been working a lot of stuff last year as well. But again, you know, with the whole sort of scenario that we've been in the last couple of years, you know, it's important to sort of bring that song out in the form of a visual as well. So with a proper music video. So that's what sort of, you know, that's where the delay comes through. But, you know, hopefully, you know, we've got two or three songs ready within the team itself. And I've got a summer banger coming through very close at the start of summer.
Okay, nice. Lots to look forward to from Kadam Varma. Or a bit of I. You know I'm not going to let you just go just like that, right? Now, listen, we thought having a little bit of fun. Okay, I'm going to throw some questions at you. You know, Gaane ka naam hai Majboori. So I'm going to give you a few Majboor situations, all right? And I want to know, you know, how you would react in these situations, all right? So Majboor situation number one, all right? You know, you come home, all right? बहुत जोरों से भूख लगी है और घर में कुछ भी खाना नहीं है. All the takeaway places are closed. Everything is shut. You know, you open the fridge and there is a 5-day-old pizza slice in the fridge. क्या करेगा? तू खाएगा?
इतना भी मजबूर नहीं हूँ. Not that मजबूर, bro. I'll drink the पानी and sleep.
Okay.
Oh, I'll come to your house.
There we go. Itna majboor ho gaya. Okay. Okay. Majboor situation number two. I don't know. You might be in this situation. Kadam, you are on stage. Mm-hmm. All right. You are on stage, right? You're right. You've just started your set and you are on stage. Okay. And all of a sudden, you are dying to go to the loo. All right. What do you do? Do you sing your song faster? Do you cut your song short? Or do you just run off the stage?
I just get the crowd up and running and I just ask the band to just play some, you know, sort of up-tempo, sort of, you know, crowd-attracting music whilst I quickly come back. So I've done that once. I dare do it again because it stressed the hell out of me. But I've done that once.
Okay, so on the singing vein, this is my final little Majboor scenario to you, right? You know?
Yeah.
Okay, you are asked to do a show, but the venue promoter, you know, wo shart lagata hai, aapko majboor karta hai, that for your entire set, you are only allowed to sing one of your songs over and over and over again. What is that one song of yours that you could just sing over and over and over again, and you know, ab tak nahi jaoge?
I think Biloni. I think every time I perform Biloni, I get like an instant love and reaction. So you know, if they're happy to pay me just for one song over and over again, I'll do that.
I mean, you know, just on the back of that, you know, I mean, you know, obviously you love singing Kadam, right? You know, but you know, kabhi thak jate ho thinking, oh my god, not, I've got to sing this song again. And you know, do you ever get that feeling, or do you just generally go, nah, man? You know, are you always charged?
I think most days I'm always charged. Some days, obviously, you're not feeling physically well. You know, you've got cold or you've got something like that, and then you've got to sing. So that way, sometimes you do have that feeling. I'll be honest. But most of the times, you know, I'm all, you know, up and raving to go hit the stage, you know, get the crowd going and, you know, have a great time.
Absolutely. Well, I hope you charge right now because, bye. Jate, all right? You know, I would love it before we play the new song, you know, ek do line ho jaye before, and you know, before you introduce the song, my brother.
Of course, brother. Haan, meri majboori teri yaadon mein hai, kaisi ye doori teri baahon se hai, rang ki lehron mein ye kaisi aawaz hai, तन्हाई दिल में क्यों रहती हमारे है. There we go.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, that's Kadam Verma, bro. Introduce the song before we wrap things up.
Hey everyone, this is Kadam Verma and you are listening to my brand new single, Majboori. Give it some love.
Let's go.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.